Chapter 35, Religion at a Price. Laurie has continued to research the movement. She found an article in a 1965 issue of Ebony magazine, written by Ruth Boaz, who had interviewed a former high-ranking secretary in the organization. She said that she gave her earnings to Father Divine over the years always in cash. She said she was never allowed to account for that money in taxes, and she was also never allowed to pay into or take any form of Social Security or Medicare. Getting back any money that she put into the movement was fruitless. Just as it was for others. To quote the article, Miss Boaz said, the followers, even those listed on the deeds as co-owners, were never consulted. Terms of purchases and sales were negotiated by his attorneys. Very few followers have been given lump sums in settlement of claims against the movement. A Canadian, who became disillusioned after a number of years of service in the movement, asked for the return of all monies he had donated. He was paid off reluctantly and returned to his home in Canada. After this incident, one of the confidential secretaries reported, Mother was very angry when Mackenzie received his money back. She said, no one else will ever get any money back. This is positively the last time we will ever return any money. The 350-room Divine Lorraine Hotel, bought for cash in 1948 for $485,000, was sold in 2000 for over $2 million. According to the rules of the Peace Mission, everybody had to share a room, which would mean the deed would contain around 600 names. I sincerely wonder how they managed to get any of the 600 people to sign off on that deed. The Divine Tracy, the property where my mom lived, was sold off in 2009 for over $9 million. If my mom, Georgia Julia Costa Garcia/Harmony Faith Love, had been alive at the time, she would have had to sign off on the deed, if she was ever on it in the first place. If she wasn't, I wonder if the first Harmony Faith was listed. And even if the deed did give right of survivorship to all of the followers. That didn't extend to my mother's personal effects. Yet I never saw them again, as the Peace Mission keeps no bank accounts, and online financial reports state that they have zero assets. I have to wonder where that cash money went. Do I assume it's still in the vault at Woodmont, as it always was? Though the safe must be larger now than when I was young. And now that most of the followers are gone, I have to wonder who watches over these tens, if not hundreds of millions. Many questions remain unanswered to me. I did find a court ruling on a Divine property that sold in Philadelphia in 2016 with more than 70 member names on it. That court record gave me a few clues about how they managed these massive deeds. In the court record, 77 of the 78 people on the deed were listed as having no known address. In the docket entry, Judge John W. Heron decreed that petitioner has the right to sell the property and, if and when the property is sold, the proceeds shall go to the Palace Mission. Inc., the Palace Mission being the incorporated name of the Peace Mission movement. This decree to send all the proceeds back to Woodmont breaks the promise of communal ownership made by Father.